Our guest in the cafe this morning, where actually we have a couple of folks here, Dr. Mark Reed and Dr. Sharonda Pruitt with the Aspire program in Commerce and also with Texas A&M University Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark, and correct me if I don't get your title right, but Associate Dean of Education.
Yep, Associate Dean of the College of Education and Human Services.
Okay, good. And Sharonda, you are the director of Aspire.
Correct.
And so you're actually employed by the Commerce ISD and the university?
Correct.
Both? All right, good. So we've had a conversation or two before with Charlie Alderman about this, of course, Superintendent of the Commerce ISD. But you all have an event coming up that's going to be observing the success of the program in its early stages.
Absolutely, absolutely. That event will be coming up February 20th, and we are excited that we've got much to talk about because Aspire's been going for about 2 years. Started in the fall of 2016, and I'll go through that history in just a moment. But the February 20th event that we'll talk about is going to be a celebration of the things we've accomplished and also looking into the future.
And this is at the Student Center?
It is.
Wednesday evening, February 20th, and it starts at 5:30 p.m. I looked this up. Mm-hmm. So Aspire stands for a school partnership for innovation, recreation, and enrichment. Correct?
Correct.
Is
yes.
that right? Okay, very good. So Sharonda, refresh our memory about exactly what Aspire is.
Okay, so Aspire is a conglomeration of programs. Yeah. It includes AVID, which stands for Advanced Via Individual Determination. It's a college readiness program that's in the middle school here in Commerce ISD. It includes Pride Prep, which is a dual credit program. Pride Prep is a rural dual credit program that focuses on bringing in several districts into Commerce High School for a dual credit up to 36 hours,
mm-hmm.
Which is an academic strong program. Students have a chance to kind of mix in with students that are not from their community, which is almost like a simulation of college itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes the Aspire Summer Experience, and that is led by Dr. Stephen Pruitt. Mm-hmm. He does a phenomenal job with that particular program.
Any relationship there to you?
No relationship. Same initials.
Okay. But really, no relationship?
But no relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay. Confusing that we have two Dr. Pruitts in
right.
Aspire.
Well, it could be.
And the Aspire Summer Experience is really about bridging that summer gap so that there is no summertime learning loss.
Yeah.
Charlie Alderman always states when he talks about it, students have a chance to come onto the college campus, get some experiences, go to the planetarium, go to the recreation center, maybe possibly some canoeing, and of course some other things that Dr. Pruitt has planned in his back pocket this summer to make it even more exciting than the past too.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Reed and Dr. Sharonda Pruitt about the Aspire program, a cooperative effort between the Commerce ISD and A&M Commerce and City of Commerce has been involved in this.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me go back and just give you some quick history about how this all came together. It was really kind of a perfect storm. We had new leadership. President Ray Keck had come in. Superintendent Alderman, Charlie Alderman, moved up to the superintendent's mm-hmm. position, and Wyman Williams was elected mayor. And all three of those leaders kind of had a similar vision about a learning community in Commerce. In fact, that was Mayor Wyman Williams' words. He wanted to create a learning community, and I think we're well on our way to that. And I forgot one important piece that was a real catalyst was when former President Ray Keck came to the Commerce School Board and said, the Commerce Independent School District, the university are one, and we need to work together. And he said, don't let personnel and resources get in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really an inspiring thing. And that's what led to all of these things and leads to where we are today.
I should mention, you're on the Commerce School Board.
Yes.
Well, that's another
yes.
hat that Mark Reed wears. So now this event, Wednesday evening, February 20th, anyone who's interested in the program is welcome to attend.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anybody who is interested in seeing Commerce ISD continue to be a great school district and get better all the time, anybody who's interested in the larger Commerce community or the university, and there'll be many things of interest. First of all, you get a free meal. The buffet starts at 5:30. As we've said, the program will start about 6:15. We have the Commerce Jazz Cats lined up, the Commerce High School jazz band to provide some ambiance as people are eating and enjoying their meals. The A.C. Williams Choir is going to sing for us during the program. We're going to have students from all four campuses. You asked about the impact. We're going to have some students there to give some testimonies about how it has impacted them at the different programs going on all four campuses. Superintendent Alderman is going to give a welcome. Dean Letzering, who's been integral in the implementation of this program, is going to say a few words. And President Rudin is going to be our anchor man. And it'll be exciting to see what he has to share, because not only is he a supporter of Aspire and what's been done so far, he has some innovative ideas to take us into the future. So it's going to be a fun and informative evening. It'll be one where you feel good when you leave. You'll have an opportunity to share some ideas of where you think we might go with this collaboration. I have no doubt those kids, both in their performances and their words about how Aspire has impacted them, are going to steal the show. And it's all free, but we need you to claim a seat.
And the deadline to submit your reservation is Valentine's Day, this Thursday, February 14th. Okay, and we're going to put a link to your system by which you take reservations on the Blacklands Cafe posting on KETR and on Facebook.
So wonderful.
Maybe
thank
that'll help.
That.
All right, great. Dr. Mark Reed, Dr. Sharon DePruitt with Aspire, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
John Mark, it's an honor to be on this program. I've been listening for years, so a long-time listener, first-time appearance.
Yes, thank you very much. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.